this podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Monday, January 12, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. It appears the global economic crisis might be posing a threat to the South African automotive industry's long-stated plan to produce 1 million vehicles a year by 2020. The National Association of Automobile Manufacturers of South Africa said in its report on 2008 new vehicle sales that it expected domestic production of motor vehicles to decline to 500,000 units during 2009. This was down from the 580,000 vehicles produced last year. NAAMSA cited the reason for this being the sharp downturn in advanced economies and, subsequently, the demand for South African-produced vehicles and components. Zambia's privately owned Zambian Airways said at the weekend it had suspended its operations with immediate effect. The company cited high fuel costs over the last year and a half and the need to restructure its operations as the reasons for the suspension. The airline said in a notice to passengers at Lusaka Airport that it had experienced difficulties after jet fuel rose 100% in the last 18 months, increasing its operational costs by 50%. It stated that this created problems for Zambian Airways as a growing business. In the interest of the company's stakeholders and its employees, the airline decided to suspend all its operations until further notice. Also making headlines, Eskom stops construction at Medupi after a cholera scare. Banking group Absa says house price growth is at its lowest since 1996. The ANC moves left in its election pledge before the parliamentary elections. And the National Energy Efficiency Agency seeks to boost the installation of solar traffic lights in South Africa. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.